Hello, it's Fake Nukes Phil coming to you once again from the deep inside the Soviet states of America. And so today, let's talk about this TWA 800 crash that happened in 1996. So, for many years I thought this was real. In fact, even after I woke up, like when I learned the truth about Sandy Hook and when I learned Las Vegas shooting and other all the Aurora, Colorado shooting, the Columbine shooting. I was using TWA 800 as my comparison as to what real emotions look like. It's like because all these other people were crisis actors in these other events, and I say, well, these people at TWA they were really sad. See, this is what real emotion is. And I was referring to the people that was waiting at the Paris airport when they heard the plane had crashed in the Atlantic Ocean, and you saw some women there in Paris that were holding Kleenex and they were hugging each other, and the Kleenex looked wet, and it looked like it looked like real emotion of people just getting the news that their loved ones had just plunged into the ocean. But now, see, but I was unaware of this little town called Montoursville, Montoursville, Pennsylvania. And that was the epicenter of the TWA 800 hoax, because this little town, Montoursville in Pennsylvania, is where all these high school kids came from. Oh, these are the high school kids that were on board TWA 800. Again, we don't have good photographs of these people. Look at these look at this low resolution photograph of Jody Loudenslager or whatever. We had good cameras in 1996. I mean, this is the best photograph you got. This reminds me of the blurry and photos from 9/11 of all the people that died at 9/11, and they gave us these little stupid little photos that it's like, come on, can't you give us something better than this? And so these are just invented identities, just photos that they just dug out of the cellar somewhere. And I know that Jurassic Liars has done a show, and he based his the entire reason why TWA 800 was a hoax was because of the names of these kids that were on board that plane. And he was saying, Jordan Bauer, I can't do his accent, but he's from the Bronx, it sounds like. But Amanda Kirshner. Yeah. Anyway, he would say that, yeah, because there's so much Jewish influences in these names. Monica Weaver. But I say it's a hoax because yes, there is strange things with these identities here, and strange that they couldn't give us better photos than this. Wendy Wolfson, you got the double W's, and they got the sun in the name, and the Jackie Watson, you got the sun in the name. That's how Jurassic Liars does it. So yeah, so these are very anomalous identities here. And I base my critique on the crisis actors I found. I posted the video where this woman talking about her dead daughter that was on the flight, and she kept smiling during this entire interview, talking about her dead daughter. And this woman here, she was on the Oprah. I posted this video. Cindy Cox, again, you got the double C, that's the 33. And she lost her daughter on the TWA crash, and she's here on Oprah Winfrey talking to a medium and talking to her daughter through a medium, and she never sheds a tear. I mean, she's talking about her daughter dying on this crash, and she looks just like this the entire time, just never. Oh, really? Just like the Sandy Hook parents, right? Gee, just get on with your life, And so, and then I'm going to upload this video. This is the day of when the plane first went down, and see, these family members began bringing photos of their loved ones immediately to the press conference. This is the day of the crash, back in 1996. This routine of bringing the expanded photographs to the press conference, this began, from what I can tell, in the Oklahoma City bombing. You had people going to Oklahoma City with pictures of their loved one saying, "Have you seen my loved one?" And then they also did this at Sandy Hook. Remember, the parents had the pictures of their loved one at Sandy Hook. So this is a common tactic when these events are hoaxes. These parents obviously never shed a tear during this interview, and they had just learned that the plane went down the very same day, and they're not freaked out. They found it more important to go to Kinko's and get this picture blown up. See, that was more important. See, that this is stupid, right? This is stupid. And here's a guy, this in the same video, and he brought a picture of his loved one, and he just kept smiling. This is the day of the crash, by the way. He just kept smiling. You know, his loved one just went into the Atlantic Ocean on TWA 800. He's just smiling. So this is why I call this event a bullshit, is because, yeah, you get all kinds of crisis actors. You get, and this whole city of Montoursville, Pennsylvania, is a capstone event community. You know how they get entire communities to engage in these events, like Lahaina's doing it right now in Maui, and Sandy Hook did it, you know, in Sandy Hook. And this was a capstone community event, this Montoursville. And here's this woman, and she's just TWA 800 victim's mother. And she just couldn't keep from smiling this entire time. I'll upload this one too. And yeah, so these parents don't seem very sad. And I will upload this, this girl from Montoursville, Rachel Schaefer. She just was so giddy to do this. Oh, so happy to do this interview. You know, she kept smiling. Yeah, and and this girl here, Shelby. Yeah, she saw a sneaker. She went to the shoreline where the plane went in, and she saw a sneaker floating across the water. You know, that's the shoe code. If you're familiar with Ole Damegaard and how he breaks down the shoe codes and all these events, she saw the sneaker. And then, of course, when they were going through the tombstones at the local cemetery, this was engraved on one of the tombstones. What do you see there? It's a pair of sneakers, isn't it? That's your shoe code. That's your shoe code right there. That means this event is a hoax. This girl here, she didn't really, yeah, she was dry-eyed and she didn't really laugh, but I just noticed these stupid tattoos on her neck. And, you know, they use this heart. This heart is a Freemasonic symbol. And they used it here at the, this is a t-shirt that they sell in Montoursville, in our hearts forever. And the 800 symbolizes TWA Flight 800. And so, yeah, this is a Freemasonic symbol, and they always use it in these hoaxes. And then I also posted this video, that a strange video that they have on YouTube. Everybody can tell it's a hoax because this is supposedly at the bottom of the ocean, but you can tell it's shallow water because there's so much light around. But the video is labeled TWA Crash Dive Operations. And so the video wants you to think that this is at the bottom of the ocean where TWA is resting. And it shows a human skull here with a crab walking around it. And it's supposed to traumatize you. It's like, oh my gosh, this is TWA 800. It's like, no, it's not. This is an obvious fakery. And they keep this up on YouTube just to continue to traumatize you and to continue to make you think that people died on this plane. This plane never existed, okay? These people didn't die. The whole event was a hoax. And then, remember, it was when they were saying that witnesses saw a missile go up and crash it down. I don't think there was ever a plane. Those witnesses were crisis actors, and they were intentionally leading you down this rabbit hole of a missile. And most of us went down the missile rabbit hole. And they did that on purpose. And then you had that Kallerstrom guy, that FBI director, and he would come on the news and he would say, "You guys are bat you're batshit crazy." He didn't say batshit. He said, "You guys are full of crap." He would say that on TV. "You guys are full of crap." And we thought he was doing a piss poor job. Remember that? It's like, because he wouldn't investigate this missile thing. But now looking back, now understanding that the whole event was a hoax, he was right. because we were batshit crazy because we believe what we see on TV and we never get confirmation of any death. Okay. And so he was, Kallerstrom was right. And this is what seals the deal for me. If you watch my channel, I call out the hoaxes, especially during this Clinton, this Bill Clinton era. There was a whole bunch of hoaxes. You had the Ruby Ridge, you had the Waco, you had the Oklahoma City bombing, and you had TWA 800. All these things, all these events are hoaxes. And look at this healing bear. This healing bear went to three different events, which was sent by someone to the Montoursville area high school from Oklahoma City, where it was used in the aftermath of the 1995 federal building bombing. Montoursville sent it to Columbine, Colorado, following the school shooting there in 1999. Grotto said she has lost track of it since. And so this little teddy bear went to all three hoaxes, right? The Oklahoma City bombing, the TWA 800, and the Columbine school shooting. Zoom in on it. You got the stupid little tag, WWJD, what would Jesus do? You know, because they want you to send your thoughts and prayers to these fake events where nobody dies. This is a satanic agenda. There's something, it's worshiping a false idol is what it is. When you send your thoughts and prayers to these fake events, you are worshiping a false idol. And the Satanists who rule over us do this on purpose. So there's your satanic teddy bear right there. So this TWA 800 is a hoax with crisis actors, the same as Sandy Hook. And if you think different, well, you know, you're just not looking correctly. You're not seeing the signs and you're not looking at the crisis actors. It's got all the same elements, all the same elements. Go back and refresh yourself on those other events. TWA is the same thing. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.